Jennifer Bell Gray and her students at the Kauai Dance Center are taking an ambitious leap forward with their latest show. As if shepherding 80 young dancers onto a stage for an evening's worth of performances weren't enough, Jennifer and her charges have put together an all-original show called Mocan Nocan World Inner Motion Road Show and Dance Extravaganza. She's on the line to help us decode that title. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for having me back.
Sure. What's Mocan Nocan?
Mocan Nocan is a delightful children's television show that was created, conceptualized, 7 years ago by the director of the school and Eyes Wide Open Productions, Mel Bell Gray, also my husband, but mostly that's his title, the director of the program. And it was created to be inspirational with puppets, including child actors, child singers, and be an entertainment for the whole family based here on Kauai.
Using a variety of media, it sounds like.
Yes, we're using the curator, the puppets, the way the story weaves. These puppets come from outer space. They're intergalactic creatures who come to Kauai and find themselves in need of inspiration. They need inspiration. It's their food. It's what they use to breathe. And so they find themselves in a gallery, and this gallery saves them because it's full of inspiration all over. And the curator who discovers these puppets, intergalactical beings, becomes very shocked. But then he realizes they're able to communicate with these paintings and make these paintings come to life. And so the possibilities of art are endless as you can dive into each one, and each painting could take you on a story.
Which is a pretty good way to look at paintings, whether or not you're from another galaxy, right?
That's true.
So you don't need to be from outer space to create or to appreciate art, I would think.
No, that's true. But we are so connected to the universe that we can go into the mind of the artist that has created it just by seeing their painting, discovering who the artist is, and researching that way. And so it's a beautiful way to introduce art to, say, young children who might not necessarily know that there's this whole history and background between, behind each piece. You can say, look at this, and give it to them in a whole new, fresh way.
I usually feel, Jennifer, that the mind of the artist makes a lot more sense to children than it does to adults.
I think if we can exercise ourselves to keep that curiosity, we too could still see it just like children and have that same magical bewilderment or fascination and curiosity.
Does take some effort, though.
That kind of inspiration, pardon me?
Does take some effort, though, for adults, don't you think?
Yeah, we get so into our, what we have to do, the checklists get,
Yeah, that's exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, having chosen a life in arts are obviously better able to do that than most because you've been working at it. But
it's a constant exercise. The pilot, we've created the 20-minute pilot for the Mocan Nocan show, and that can be seen at www.mocannocan, and it's MOKANNOKAN.com. And this series, we're looking in the fall to create. We've been approached to create a complete series of this television show, and we're looking to have it as a regular spot on cable TV.
Terrific! But it's going to be performed live as part of this upcoming dance show. Yeah.
Yes, this is the pièce de résistance. We have the live show as well as the television show. So the live show is premiering on May 14 at the Kauai Marriott Hotel.
And it'll consist of what?
80 of our students are performing in hip-hop, hula, lyrical dance, and classical ballet. My background's in classical ballet.
Mm-hmm.
And they show the story of bringing these paintings to life. So they are the actual animation of these stories. And newscasters are a couple child actors who play the part brilliantly. They're very comical. The writing is very good, brings out their characters, and the letters that come in tell the audience really what to expect next. So, for example, one of the letters that comes in is about the volcano on the big island. Why is it spewing fire? Why is the lava happening? Is there something in the volcano creating this? Is it a fire-breathing dragon? Is it a dragon that's perhaps sad and misunderstood? What is this about? And then it sort of goes into this mystery land and fantasy of the dragon that could possibly be in the volcano. And then it continues on. And then later on in the episode, you'll see Tutu comes and she explains, well, this is how the Hawaiian Islands were formed, etc. And we have a beautiful, the music fits with the story. So Mel has created music. The last scene is beautiful Hawaii, where the dancers dance hula and celebrate the island chain. So at the end, we have a combination of the ballet, the hula, the hip-hop, all coming together under one roof.
It really does sound like an extravaganza, Jennifer. And also sounds like a lot of fun. So thanks very much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you very much for having me, Chris.
Of course. Jennifer Bell Gray is the director of the Kauai Dance Center, whose MOCAN NOCAN World Intermotion Roadshow and Dance Extravaganza will be presented Saturday, May 14th at the Kauai Marriott in Lihue. And you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.